Welcome in to the Other Football Podcast. Chris Chapman, Thomas Viola, Carson Merck rolling with you here on Thursday. What is it? December 12th, I think.
Yeah, oh, man. Boy. They just scored another one.
Who, Baltimore?
Yeah. Yep.
The Jets are losing 34-7. And
well, the route is on.
Kind character of, builder.
Kind of to be expected, right?
Yeah. Kind of, I think, is generous. I think it was
highly expected.
Highly expected.
What you're saying is you're being a nice guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess.
What was fun while it lasted, and I have Lamar Jackson.
Oh, there you go.
And Mark Andrews, so I'm already up 53-14 in my fantasy semifinal.
That's always an easy. It's always an easy way to lessen the.
Oh, absolutely.
The blow of a big loss to your favorite team.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, my team was knocked out of the playoffs last week because Russell Wilson decided he was going to play his worst game of the season.
Oof. Russell Wilson played the worst game of his season on my bench on my bye week because I got the one seed.
Nice.
Oh, man.
It was quite nice. I threw out
no
all
fantasy football teams.
So I threw out all fantasy allegiances this season. My goal was just
win.
Just win, baby. I drafted Tom Brady. Haven't even had to use him because I also drafted Russell Wilson and Lamar Jackson because I'm a nut. And I also have Leonard Fournette, Derrick Henry, Keenan Allen, DeAndre Hopkins, Mark Andrews. It's been a lit season. And I had Calvin Ridley in the flex for a while.
If you don't win, then you're a disaster. You'll be a disaster if you don't win.
I mean, it wouldn't even be a disaster.
Did you just clear your nose?
I have no choice. I have a cold. What do you want me to do?
Well, turn your mic off or something. I mean, we don't want to hear.
Do we have that capability on this side?
Yeah, I think so.
Nice. We do have a cough button.
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
I don't know if they work.
Cough, cough. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, then it doesn't work.
The posh Lotus Studios, right? Mm-hmm. So much going on. I don't know where to start, but yeah. I guess
an easy way to dive in, really.
We could start with the news of the day, and that was Liverpool signing Takumi Minamino.
Yeah, that's the news of the day.
Is that the news of the day?
Well, I don't know. What else is the news of the day?
It's only British election day, and that's what you're going with is news of the day.
We don't discuss politics, even though the wrong side won. But,
I was going to say there was a slight...
What are you talking about? The wrong side didn't lose.
We won't get into that.
F the government and F Boris, Stormzy said. But there is a slight news of the day, which I think is an interesting way to put our toe in the water here.
Okay.
So... For anyone that doesn't know, Vegas not getting the next MLS team.
Charlotte. That's not shocking.
Yeah.
What comes next for LV Lights, however?
Always an adventure.
Yeah, because we really don't know. I mean, the speculation could be bye-bye, but I hope that's not the case.
At least they'll be here for this season. By all indications.
They did make a signing, too.
Yeah, they've made some roster moves.
Who's the big guy? Because I got the email. Martin Del Campo?
Yeah, he was for Fresno last season. Pretty good defender.
Yeah.
Good addition. I think it's a solid addition. Those are not usually the attractive, eye-catching signings, but...
Well, they definitely needed defensive help.
Yeah, I would agree.
Problem is, I still don't know where their goals are coming from.
Hopefully defenders. They're like Newcastle.
Thomas Olsen?
But so
he'll be playing like that guy. I think it was in Saudi Arabia where he kicked it from the box and the goal was
League MX.
Wasn't that League MX?
Yeah. But the what I was alluding to was so Charlotte, they have filed trademark for 8 team names potentially for the MLS team.
So what you're saying is that Charlotte could be the next place. They are. Okay.
Yeah. And so these are the 8 options. You let me know which one you're intrigued by.
Okay.
This is the first time I'm looking at this list. We have Charlotte FC, kind of basic.
Yeah.
Charlotte Crown FC.
No.
Charlotte Fortune FC.
No.
Charlotte Monarchs FC.
Maybe.
Charlotte Athletic FC.
Well, you can't be Athletic and FC in the same.
Yeah, that's.
I mean, hopefully you have athletes. I mean,
yeah, but you're either AC, like Athletic Club, or you're FC Football Club.
Oh, yeah. Charlotte.
It's like being FC Real Nier United Club de Football.
Yeah, you can't. I agree. You can't be Real and United.
So that one's out.
Unless you're Real United. Charlotte Town FC.
Ooh.
No.
But Charlotte's a pretty big city.
Yeah. Carolina Gliders FC.
Absolutely not.
Shout out to the Wright brothers. Ohio Natives. And All Carolina FC is an odd one. There's not really a distinct winner there.
They all suck, to be honest.
Yeah, they're all terrible. Like, the thing is, we've gone with the European method of having absolutely no color or pizzazz or any sort of flair or personality in team names. All look at the recent team names. We've got Minnesota United, Atlanta United, yeah. LAFC. You see where I'm going here. Yeah. All of the olden days where we named them like American teams, San Jose Earthquakes, well, Seattle
even
Sounders,
Inter Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Like
exactly.
What's they're inter boring. About it? They're not inter. Well, I guess international, but
they're not international.
They don't even
Miami.
Exist. They don't even exist.
Miami
and they never will.
Is international, but
yeah, but
they're actually even, intergalactic. Miami FC.
I think the original. I think the
dope.
Original. Miami MLS team, I think they were called Miami Fusion.
I believe you are correct.
And then there was the Tampa Bay
Mutiny.
Mutiny. That was awful.
I just
there's also the Orlando Pirates.
Yeah, there's really not a winner of these team names. I think I would be kind of angry if any of these were the team name my city ended up getting.
I kind of like the town, but the problem
Shout
is
Ben Affleck.
Charlotte is not a town. There's probably yeah.
All Carolina
people.
FC is odd. Yeah, that's the strangest one of all of them.
Yeah, Charlotte Gliders is pretty bad too.
Carolina Gliders is bad. Carolina Gliders might be
my
favorite.
You're a little biased though.
The Wright brothers?
Yeah.
The Wright brothers, I feel like they could play some damn soccer.
They probably could.
Yeah.
But I think you're a little biased in that.
I probably agree. That's probably a fair statement.
Orville and Wilbur playing CB and...
I could see them as a pair of attacking fullbacks, like some... Andy Robertson types, working class hero,
Andy Robertson.
Yeah, I can see it. But yeah, how would you feel? I'm trying to think of an example where it would even happen if a new team was in your area and they got like a stupid name. Like you have to at some point, you just accept it. There's not really a choice around it, is there?
I will be perfectly honest.
Coming up with a nickname for them.
I was not a fan of Golden Knights.
Okay.
Chris also notably not a fan of anything, so.
I agree just because I don't understand it.
Well, the owner.
Which I'm sure there was a rationale at some point.
Well, yeah. The owner, Bill Foley, is a West Point grad. They are the Black Knights, and the entertainment group is called Black Knight Entertainment, but he wanted to have something to do with Army, this, you know, U.S. Military Academy, and so Golden Knights, an homage to.
Honestly, Lights is the better name. Las Vegas, they knocked it out of the park with that.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
I liked Hitmen. That was a name
dope.
That was thrown around.
I'd be in.
Like the Las Vegas Hitmen. And
I'm not sure how that would have gone over with
casuals.
I would enjoy it. Personally.
I mean, we still have a sports team in the U.S. named the Washington Redskins. Hitmen is okay.
I'm looking at, thank God they didn't go with that name because following October 1st, that would have been a PR nightmare.
Yeah, but
that was the one I liked because there was the Calgary Hitmen, which were owned by Brett the Hitman Hart at one point.
RIP Owen Hart.
Yeah, but... I like
of course, no name as good as the Brooklyn Italians.
Yeah, yes, true. That's the best. We love
Please
that.
Please lower the cost of your sponsorship so we can get one.
Yeah, please.
Yes. We want to put even like the secondary sponsorship is more than.
Yeah,
we.
Man, they were those are big money deals.
Yeah,
there.
I'm actually shocked, but I'm not shocked.
Yeah, I would. I guess I was a bit surprised.
Now they did claim that they won the U.S. Open Cup what three times?
Yeah,
I think it was twice.
Was it?
Did they
have we been able to confirm or deny that they have?
I think
we got to hit up
things.
Josh Hakala for that one.
I was going to say, that's just one of those things where I just believe it, just automatically. I just trust that they wouldn't lie about
it's
that
one of those
and
obscure,
would respect them more.
It's one of those obscure things that it's
why
like,
would
why
lie?
Would you lie about this?
And like I said,
it's also easily provable false.
If they have
someone
the
just has to look it up.
Put it up there, they're just like, yeah, we won. Yeah. We won it a couple times.
Well, let's see.
Don't Google.
No, it'll spoil the mystery.
I'm looking.
You're not seeing it, huh?
At Champions by State, let's see. So Brooklyn, what? They have won it twice.
Yes.
What years? 1870.
Let me see. I wonder if I look, if it'll tell me the.
That's outstanding. Shout out to the Brooklyn Italians.
Yeah, Brooklyn Italians, two-time winners
of the
U.S. Open Cup.
Semi-friend of the show.
Yeah.
List of, let's see. I can
non-monetary
see
friend of the
what
show.
What years they won. Let's see.
I'm guessing this. I don't know how long the tournament's been around.
A team called Maccabi Los Angeles has actually won it five times.
Was it like eight teams in the tournament at that
point? I don't
know.
They last won in 1981. So Philadelphia Tridents, winners. Brooklyn Italians, they won it in 1991. How about that? My birth year. Recently, not recently, but
I was going to say, I appreciated the recent.
I don't know what Sticks, Bear, and Fuller is. They were based in St. Louis, and
that's
they won
a rock, paper, scissors game.
Looks like they won three straight.
Nice.
Last coming in 1935.
That's not so good. And
a team from New Jersey has won it.
Who was that?
Let me see.
Who's New Jersey?
The New Jersey team that won it was actually Elizabeth Soccer Club and Patterson FC. So two teams. Elizabeth dissolved in 1991.
Also, still my birth year.
Yeah.
Big year for the U.S. Open Cup
and
lower division teams.
Patterson FC looks like they've been gone since 1923.
RIP. RIP Patterson FC.
Yeah.
And also, I guess the RIP can lead me into my main story of the past week since we recorded. I had a bit of an adventure with a tooth extraction.
Yeah, I saw the text messages were pretty funny. Like, yeah, are they coming in?
So it was it's a back molar, so it's not of utmost importance overall, I guess. But so I go to the dentist having chipped it considerably, knowing, okay, it's most likely going to need extracted. No worries. So they confirm. And then they're like, all right, we'll go ahead and, you know, extract it today. And they tried for a good 45 minutes to an hour and could not do it. They took like a pause halfway through and like reconvened and thought of, tried to think of if there was a different strategy. The gentleman there asked if I wanted to watch TV. Here's my thing. They had a TV in there the whole time. It just had like a picture or a x-ray of my teeth. And he was like, oh, do you want to like turn on ESPN? And I was like, yeah. I was like, why didn't you say this earlier? Like, you've been working on this tooth for so long. So I had there was a college basketball game. I couldn't see it, but I could hear it. But yeah, so they failed. Respect to them because they were as devastated as I was potentially afterwards. They were just like a lot of shoulder shrugging, like, hey, you know, we did what we could. So that was unpleasant. And then the next day, went to an oral surgeon, and that took him a little bit of time as well.
No, I've actually had a tooth extracted. Yeah, I had a back molar removed.
Nice. You know the struggle.
I broke it. I broke it eating, of all things, high chew.
I broke mine on a breakfast sandwich.
That's not that.
I don't.
How?
I think mine already had. I think
listen,
I already
you
had
two need to drink more milk.
Yeah, I don't like milk.
I love milk.
Ugh.
Okay, so the high chew one has been explained. Yours is a mystery.
Mine, we'll just say
could be explained by other. Yeah.
Yeah, but I eat a lot of dairy. I just don't like to drink milk.
Guys, try flossing.
You look like a cottage cheese guy.
You know what? I've never really eaten cottage cheese, but I hear it's good for you. I keep saying I'm going to start.
Yeah, I'm going to pass.
Not a cottage cheese guy?
No.
Cottage cheese is one of those things where like I'll either have it once, and then I'm like, damn, I need to get more cottage cheese, and then I get, like, the tub of it, and I'm like, there's no chance of
you don't
ever again. I do that. I think any time I ever bought cottage cheese.
I do that with sour cream.
See, I like sour cream on tacos and whatnot.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. I don't buy enough tacos or eat enough tacos.
To make use of it?
Yeah, like, now I buy the squeeze thing.
Yeah.
Which I think lasts a little longer than the little tub.
Yeah, I'm always the squeeze thing.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, I feel like buying stuff like that in small quantities
is a good idea.
Is definitely the better idea because they're like getting like the big tub of cottage cheese. And I'm just like, yeah, there's no chance of eating this. Shout out to Cocoa Wheats. We ever talk about that on this?
Cocoa Wheats.
So it's a chocolate. It's essentially chocolate grits.
Oh.
So it's like cream of wheat.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, chocolate cream of wheat. Yeah. They used to have that when I was a kid.
Yeah. So they don't have it here though. So I have to order it on Amazon. Ship it here.
Oh my God.
Like, we had that all the time. Like, I'm not a big breakfast food guy, but like Cocoa Wheats was the business as a kid. And I mentioned it out here once, and everyone was like, what? And I was like, yeah, Cocoa Wheats. They're like, nah. So I went on Amazon, got shipped out. It's tasty.
So I have to go.
Right.
I'll be back.
All right. So, TV, while he steps out, we can talk about Taka Takumi Minamino, right?
Yeah. Awesome name.
Yeah, and the joke going around Liverpool is that they can't wait till Klopp starts him, and Liverpool will have a lineup that consists of Genie, Meanie, Mane, and Mo.
And Firmino.
Yeah.
I feel like that just like flows right into it.
Yeah, yeah. So Genie, Meanie, Mane, Mo, Firmino.
Yeah, like it's all just like, yeah, I can see it. Yeah, it's always interesting when a player plays against the team and then gets signed by that team.
Well, the funny thing is, I guess the reports are out there that Liverpool's had their eye on this guy for 6 years.
Yeah.
Which I don't.
Taking their time, playing the slow game.
I don't know if I believe that because Klopp hasn't been manager of Liverpool for six years.
Yeah.
But, you know, they do say that they've been talking to him since November. Or, no, before that, they've been talking to him. And I. From what I was reading, Liverpool has a really good relationship with the Red Bull, both Leipzig and
Salzburg.
And Salzburg, because they will now have three players who will have come from
Salzburg.
Well, two from Salzburg, although one went to Southampton first. So Sadio Mane actually played for Salzburg. Then he went to Southampton. And
Naby Keita played for one of them?
Naby Keita played for Leipzig. And now there's also rumors that Timo Werner is a guy that they have their eyes on, and he plays for Leipzig.
That is a favorite of Drew, friend of the show, cousin of Carson.
Red Bull Leipzig?
No, Timo Werner.
Yeah.
FIFA, he always tries to pick up Timo Werner.
Well, the funny thing is, I actually, we've chronicled it, right? I haven't played in a while because I've just been super, super busy.
Yeah.
But I picked up, I've been playing the FIFA with Hamburg.
Yeah.
And obviously you have a limited budget.
Mm-hmm.
I actually paid more in FIFA for Takumi Minamino
than Liverpool will?
Than Liverpool has.
That's funny.
Which is funny because he had a release clause of £7.5 million.
Yeah.
Liverpool just continues to do good business because they sold Ryan Kent over the summer, who basically was a guy who was never going to
amount to much.
Yeah. They sold him to Rangers for £6.5 million. So basically they bought Minamino for £1 million.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
you can't be mad at that.
No, and you know, it's funny because obviously I'm romantically involved with a Japanese girl. You guys don't know because she goes to another school.
Mm, of course.
And she'll be here for Christmas, by the way.
Nice.
Maybe I'll bring her in one night and we could do the show.
I'll be gone for Christmas. Ah! I'll be in Ohio for Christmas.
Oh, and TV will never say she. I met her. He'll never be
maybe,
that guy.
Maybe depending on our time frames, we might overlap.
Yeah, I hope so. But she gets here Christmas night. But she was telling me that, you know, she knows a little bit. She watches the World Cup, and she didn't recognize the name because he wasn't on their World Cup roster.
Yeah.
But she looked a little deeper today, and she said, "Oh yeah, he's currently playing for the national team in the qualifiers." So. Yeah. But it is funny that the way that he was the guy who really, I think he scored the first goal against Liverpool in the game at Anfield, and he kind of put a move on Virgil van Dijk, not on that goal, but early on, where you were like, wow, this guy can play.
Yeah.
And I never thought that he was a guy that Liverpool was targeting. I mean, when I woke up this morning, I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Where did that come from? And they said that they viewed him as a better option, not a better option or a more reasonable option to James Maddison.
Fair.
Because Maddison obviously is a guy who will at some point probably leave Leicester.
Yeah.
And now the
Riyad Mahrez.
Yes. The best part of all of this is the fact that apparently Manchester United also wanted to sign Minamino, and they started talking to him in November. I know I slipped and said Liverpool was talking to him, but they were talking to him before that. But so United started talking to him in November. They didn't know he had a release clause.
That's classic. You gotta do the scouting on FIFA.
Yeah,
on
like
transfer
like,
shortlist.
Like how do you not know? Move. Like how do you not know that the guy has a release clause? And it was only £7.5 million.
That just made me think of, it's somewhat unrelated, but when they do. Actually, two things made me think of it. When you were talking about your girlfriend, I said in air quotes.
She goes to another school. You guys don't know her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Talking about not knowing him because he wasn't on the national team.
Yeah.
So Arsenal does these videos on their club's YouTube page where they have two players going against each other and they have to list something until they run out of people.
Okay.
Or until you guess wrong and get three strikes. And trying to see them name either like a random, like the 2006 Italian World Cup team. And like, they're trying to think. But then some of them are like, how many players on your team have scored 10 goals? Like, name them. And they're like, like, it's your teammates. Like,
wow.
Come on, think of somebody.
I don't know how much guys, like players actually, I mean, I know there are players.
They did pretty well.
They look at their stats.
Yeah.
But I don't know how many players look at their teammates' stats.
I was surprised at how many they were able to get of, like, the obscure, like, they had Aubameyang and somebody else trying to guess, like, the League One Golden Boot winners the last 10 years or something.
Oh, my God.
And they got all of them.
Wow.
Like, it's pretty impressive.
Now, did you guys see the story? And I think it was the Wigan boss.
I don't think so.
I don't think it was their manager. You know what? I'm going to find it. I don't think it was their manager, but it was like their chairman, who basically came out and said that there's a team that's currently playing in the championship. He didn't name names.
Leeds.
But he said there's a team playing in the championship currently that that may go bankrupt because they've spent too much money. They may go bust before the end of the season.
That would be funny.
Not
for the team and the fans.
No, but it's like, what would
the outsider?
What would happen if like how would they get around? Like, how would the league get around that?
I don't know. Everyone has to pony up. All the other owners have to pony up some money to keep them afloat. That would be interesting. I wonder who it is.
Yeah, let me see. I think I found it. So
I hope it's Leeds.
Former Wigan Athletic Chairman David Sharp has warned that a championship club could soon enter administration and drop out of the Football League. Sharp was speaking as part of a BBC investigation, which described the championship as a bubble waiting to burst.
This guy sounds like a snitch, but...
Well, but the BBC did an article I saw today that said...
Oh, yeah, I saw this article.
I think it was Fulham, Swansea... And Wolves basically spent more money
than they made
to get up to the championship from championship to the Premier League, and two of them went down.
Yeah,
Wolves survived. They'll probably be okay, right? Because they've made Europe. They're playing well in the Europa League.
Yeah,
I think they're currently fifth or sixth in the Premier League, so they'll be fine. It was Fulham and Swansea who. They both went back down, and now they seem to be on that descent down.
Yeah.
And we've seen this before where clubs will come up, and you're like, where did, like, Blackpool, the year Blackpool played in the Premier League, and they were relegated the same season. They went all the way back down to, like, I think they went to League One.
Every single time somebody mentions the show Black, is it Black Mirror? Is that a show?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so.
Anytime somebody mentions that, I think it's Blackpool.
Blackpool, nice.
And I'm like, weird. Like, all right, didn't we were taking a...
Well,
League
look at
conversation.
Sunderland too, right? Sunderland.
I love how much Sunderland gets brought up on the show, and it's never positive.
No,
well, it's literally never a positive thing.
What positive is there to say about Sunderland? Yeah,
they're still alive, I guess. I don't know.
They're still floating.
Yeah,
but Sunderland was one. Blackburn, I think they went down a couple of divisions. Ipswich was one. Wigan, I think, went down.
That's where this guy's snitching.
Yeah,
he's just trying to take somebody down with him.
But I just wonder if it's a like say it's
first 48.
Well, like if a team goes bust in the middle of the season, and you're in the middle of a title race, I mean, what if that team, like the first place team, what if they're supposed to have two games remaining against this club, or what if the first place team has a game remaining but the second place team doesn't?
I think the governing body would have to step in to do something, right?
I think they would have to find a way to fund this team till the end of the season, and then
Herbalife
would
Ponzi scheme the rest of the season.
Well, that's basically what it is, because all the teams are doing is going for broke.
Yeah.
And trying to they're just trying to, you know, God damn it, Mark Ingram scored.
Yeah.
That's not bad. That's not good for me. But no, they're just trying. They're going for broke to try and make it to the Premier League, because then
yeah.
you get all
then
of
you
that,
get
money.
That money. Yeah, yeah.
But when you don't get that money, all of a sudden you're like, oh, well, now we're massively in debt.
Yeah.
And we already saw it with the Waylands. They just sold the club because they were like, we can't keep up. And because some of the owners are spending so much money to try and get in, that in order to keep up, the other owners now have to pour more money in. And it's just a vicious cycle. And that's why the Waylands were like, we don't see it getting better. We'd rather get out before we throw good money after bad, because the reality is, even in Europe, there isn't money in minor league soccer.
Yeah, that's one where it's like you're trying to put a ton of money on a bet to hit, so you get enough money to pay the rent. Yeah. And then the bet doesn't hit, and you're like, well, yep. Well, spent all the money I had, so.
I wonder if it's Stoke.
Oh, no.
Because right now, Stoke.
Broke City. Broke City FC.
Yeah, let me see. Stoke currently is in third from the bottom.
Yikes.
17 points. They're three behind Luton Town.
Are they the Potters?
I think so, yeah. Middlesbrough, maybe. I'm trying to think of clubs who were in like the Premier League recently and have gone down and have not been able to even come close. How about Huddersfield?
Where are they at?
They're 19th. They were in the Premier League last year.
Oh, no.
They were in the league last year, and after 21 matches, they're on 21 points, and they're only 4 points safe from relegation.
That's good.
Yeah, not good for Huddersfield.
No.
I don't know. It's an interesting thing. I'll have
it
to.
It is.
Because I did see the BBC story as well about how clubs were basically going for broke. But interesting. And I think as it stands, I think Leeds and West Brom look like the two teams going up. They're both on 46 points.
Leeds. What a bunch of heroes.
They're both 11 points clear of third place Fulham. So barring something unforeseen, that's amazing.
Wouldn't it have been even better if Bielsa was the videographer for the Patriots or the Bengals
game? He was the guy that they caught at the
like, hey, what are you doing here? He's got a Leeds tracksuit on.
Hey, there's nothing in the rules. It says it's illegal.
Shout out to Bielsa. Fair play winner.
So we'll get into something a little early here, but J-League.
Okay. Yeah, when's that playoff?
The season came to an end for two-thirds of us.
Mm-hmm.
One of us still has a game remaining, but we could start with the champs, Yokohama, F. Marinos. They won the title. They crushed Tokyo 3-0.
Well-earned.
I should have picked that team, by the way. That's where the girl who goes to another school lives, Yokohama.
But you blew it.
I did blow it. I picked a crappy team. So, Urawa Red, they're actually called the Red Diamonds.
Okay.
I found that out today. They lost to Gamba Osaka. They survived.
Didn't we go through these results last week?
No.
Yeah, we did.
No, we didn't. We did not because we did the show on a Monday or Tuesday, and they played on Friday.
Of the week before.
No. This was just last week. They played December 6th. We did the show before then.
All right. I'll take your word for it.
Kashima Antlers defeat Nagoya 1-0.
We survived, though.
They did survive, which leaves Shonan Belmar had the lead in the 85th minute, 1-0 over last place Matsumoto Yamaga. They end up giving up a goal in the 90th minute.
Life comes at you fast, man.
It does. They draw with Matsumoto Yamaga. They finish in 16th place with 36 points, level with Seigen Tosu. Only 1 point behind both of your teams. So had they won, all three of us would have been safe.
But here we are.
They didn't. So tomorrow night, actually.
Nice.
At 8 o'clock.
Watch party.
I have to see if we could find a stream somewhere. Shonan Belmar will play Tokushima Vortis, which I found out Tokushima is on the smallest island of Japan, or the smallest main island.
How many islands are in Japan?
There's four big ones, but there's like thousands of islands.
Is there really?
Yeah, there's a lot.
I've never been on an island.
Never been to Hawaii or anything like that?
No. We don't have money like that.
We know TV has been to the Virgin Islands.
I wonder if Kelly's Island in Ohio is actually an island.
It's in Ohio, so I'm going to go ahead and guess.
I think
that
it's an island and lake. Does that count as an island?
Yeah,
if it's in a lake?
If it's on a lake,
depends
yeah.
on what lake.
If it's lake in Lake Erie.
Lake Erie, the best of the Great Lakes.
The one that caught on fire?
That was the Cuyahoga River.
Oh. Yeah. But also...
Let me see if Kelly's out.
Lake Erie's definitely not the best of the Great Lakes. It's not like there's a lake called Lake Superior.
Yeah, that's overcompensating.
Oh, okay.
Maybe, yeah.
That's the small package, big pickup truck of Great Lakes.
That's the guy with the Punisher sticker on the back of his jacked up pickup truck of the Great Lakes.
Yeah, we're in what's the MMA brand?
Oh, is it
everyone used to wear?
Affliction.
Affliction. Yeah. That's the guy with the Affliction and chain wallet with rhinestones on his shirt.
With the rhinestone cross on the back of his jeans.
Remember Hummers?
Yeah, man.
Those things are awful. I still see them around once in a while.
It is an island. I'll be damned.
How about that? So have you been on that island?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then you've been on an island.
Technically, yeah.
We've established that you have now been on an island.
But like, true, you guys have been on fancy islands. I've been on one in Lake Erie.
Which, honestly, I also...
Putin Bay, also that also an island. I've been there, too.
That also sounds about on brand.
For Ohio? Absolutely.
I'm a simple man.
Yeah.
It's
not a real island until you can't see land anywhere else around you.
Island. Like you can probably see land from these ones. But
also, the Jets mounting the comeback here. It's 42-13, but they're in scoring position. They blocked a punt for a touchdown earlier.
Is Darnold still in there?
Yeah.
So how about...
So is Lamar, apparently.
How about the... It reminded me when I twisted my hair as I chuckled on that statement. Two times in 2 weeks, I've been complimented by random people on my hair. Cashiers at restaurants.
I feel like it helps that you're not putting in a man bun.
You think it's better down?
There is no scenario in which the man bun's the better option, except the rat tail, as we've proven already on this show.
This is true.
See, now I hate both of you guys.
Touchdown, Jets.
Oh, my God.
Don't call it a comeback. We've been here for years.
Hey, there's still 7.5 minutes to go.
Yeah. We can cover. We can get the backdoor cover. It was 17.
That's the key.
Yeah.
See, I hate both of you guys because TV,
because you're bald.
Well, yeah. Even though you don't,
because all of your hair's on the back, on your back.
Oh God, let's not talk about
you
that.
You got kind of a, and you are you going like full mustache?
Yeah,
right
I think
now?
So.
It's not great.
No.
No.
I'll shave it probably before too soon.
It's completely blocked by the microphone. Let me see. Not great. Not great. You look like the dude, the bad guy from Toy Story 2.
I don't think I've seen that.
Oh, yeah, the toy barn guy?
Yep.
Oh, no.
I'm more of a Stinky Pete man myself.
You know
the
what?
Prospector.
I ate at a hot dog chain called Stinky Pete's once. It was in Birmingham, Alabama. Actually, it was a pretty good lunch.
I saw a restaurant called the Stinking Rose while I was back in,
shout out to Seal.
The Bay Area.
I think that was Kiss from a Rose, yeah.
Stink from a Rose.
So tomorrow night, I will learn my fate whether or not my team goes down.
I so hope they get relegated.
Well, you know, and I was looking at, and I tried to find, and apparently 5 of the 6 years that I could find, the J2 team won. Now, this was like 10, 12 years ago.
That's still not good,
and
buddy.
And apparently what I found out, too, was that Nagoya Grampus.
Yeah, it's 100% him.
Yeah, it's you.
I don't wear glasses, though.
Irrelevant.
Okay, really? That's the one thing you're
irrelevant.
Nitpicking.
If that's the one thing you're nitpicking,
and he has a goatee. I don't have a goatee.
If that's the one thing you're nitpicking, we're going for 2. By the way, we're serious about this comeback.
Hey, they. You know what? I'm going to pause and see
what
happens.
That's literally you, though. You're the toy barn guy.
Let's see. The Jets
and
are,
he was a dick for all fair.
He got it.
Fairness.
They got it. Oh, the Jets got the 2-point conversion. Robbie Anderson.
The comeback is on.
You're that guy.
So I also found out Tokushima. They play in a city called Naruto, which is a
anime.
That's a very popular anime, Naruto. So,
did your guys? We talked about that before. I never really got into it. Dragon Ball Z a little bit, but I don't mind it though.
My kid likes that stuff.
Yeah,
yeah. He reads the comic books.
Played a lot of Dynasty Warriors, the video game.
Yeah, he has a video game on the PlayStation that's like all the manga characters, and they fight. So it's like a Street Fighter, but it's also
shout out to E Honda.
I loved E-Honda. When he did the thousand hands,
that was... man.
The worst in that game, by the way, was Dalsim or whatever his name is.
Nice.
Yoga Fire. That guy was terrible. He was just
lame. I wasn't huge into Street Fighter. I would say, obviously, Liu Kang.
Oh, Mortal Kombat?
Yeah, was my guy in Mortal Kombat.
TV, who was your
go-to? I didn't really have a Street Fighter go-to guy, I don't think.
I don't have...
Baraka was my...
I liked Baraka.
Baraka
yeah.
was my guy.
Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter were not my games. In terms of fighting games, it was Smash all the way for me.
He's younger.
Yeah, it's a little before
my time. That's
also
true.
Yeah. Simpler time.
My kid plays the Smash Brothers, though. He likes that.
Yeah, I'd actually going.
No, I love Mario Kart.
Oh, yeah.
Who's your go-to on Mario Kart?
I always liked Luigi.
Okay.
See, again, going with
the mustache?
Going with the older games, it was Toad. The newer games, it's Rosalina.
I don't know who Rosalina is.
I don't either. Is she like a cousin of Mario and
Princess
Luigi?
Princess Peach, I think, right?
No, you know Super Mario Galaxy?
Yeah.
She's the main character in that.
Like, oh. So
Super
she's
Mario
the one that you're
Sunshine
rescuing?
Was terrible, by the way.
What?
Super Mario Sunshine was terrible.
You were an awful human being with no taste whatsoever.
What was the one on N64 that was like the round and it was like RPG, basically? And that was pretty bad.
Dr. Mario?
No, I like Dr. Mario. It was a cheap ripoff of Tetris.
Yeah. You mean like Super Mario 64?
Maybe that's what it was called.
Super Mario 64 is like an earth-shattering game.
It's
considered one of the best games ever made.
I disagree.
I'm more of a projecting myself onto my Mario Kart character, typically with a Bowser or a Donkey Kong.
Yeah, I see that. I can see that.
I'm all about physicality.
RG3 is officially in.
I was the same on Smash Bros. If I was ever Donkey Kong, because you could essentially do a kamikaze mission. You would just pick somebody up and just run them off the edge.
Nice.
And so I always just did that. I'm a master of chaos. But I was actually, thinking of my hair as we were talking, I'm debating cutting my hair.
Yeah?
But my concern is...
I wouldn't.
I feel like you've got a good look going on. Believe it or not.
Yeah, I would.
And
I
we're talking solely the hair. The beard needs some work, and obviously the fashion sense needs great improvement. That is coming from me.
He's wearing a Darrell Rivas jersey, but you could see through the shirt and read what's on t-shirt underneath.
I thought you were boob-gazing.
I mean, this is the actual Nike jersey. It's not a knockoff.
Yeah, but the key is you wear a t-shirt that doesn't have writing on it underneath.
I'm wearing a black t-shirt because I literally threw it on 2 minutes before to come here.
But my plan for my hair, if I didn't have a legit plan, which I don't, I wouldn't cut my hair. Like, I would need, a definitive, I'm not just going to cut my hair.
No, don't do it. Yeah,
I would do it if I had, I'll just do that.
See, my strategy is normally the other way around where I notice, okay, it's time for a haircut. Okay, what am I going to get? Then I go.
Yeah.
You grab the closest picture of Bert that you can find and take it to the barber and say, I want this.
I was looking at
At least I don't have to take Al McWiggins' photo and say, give me that.
Who the hell is Al McWiggins?
We've been over this. I figured out that's the name of the guy in Toy Story 2.
Is that what his name is? Yeah. Al McWiggins?
And that is your name from now on.
What kind of terrible name? The
guy was a monster.
I like Grimace better.
Your nickname is no longer Magnum. It is McWiggin.
Al McGrimace?
Yeah, not bad.
You are Chris McWiggin Chapman
now.
So,
by the way,
I was watching Aston Villa and almost went with a Jack Grealish haircut, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
He's got kind of like a Pidgeotto look.
It's true.
Oh, my God.
I think, if anything, I might take some length off of Boss, but just like a little bit.
Yeah, but you have to have a point. What does Krebs think?
I think she would prefer a little bit shorter. I don't think she wants me Lowski daddy, or even like a fade, but yeah.
I think because that's the one you have to answer to. It's what Krebs wants, yeah,
no question.
TV being the single guy, he wouldn't know about that, but
no, he's got his thing. He's
both single.
Who?
You and me.
I'm not single.
Your girlfriend does not exist.
We were talking about it while you were
when you were
dealing with your personal matters, but she's actually going to be here on Christmas. I said, you know, if we record a show, I'll bring her in so you can. But the problem is Carson may not be here.
Yeah, I'll be gone.
We established that there's zero chance that even if you met her that you would
ever admit that she was real. Yes. 100%.
We actually.
You could have a picture of her next to me holding today's newspaper, and I would deny everything.
Like, that's not me. That's Photoshop. Bert. Yep. That's Sesame Street.
I like it. I would not imagine TV would be co-signing for doing that.
No matter what, he's not. He doesn't have my back. It's a shame.
He says hair has your back. Essentially,
so,
in this.
So
I could be Pidgeotto.
Since the last time we recorded, managerial change. Everton, the day after getting crushed by Liverpool.
Yeah. No, it wasn't the day after, was it?
I thought it was.
No, it was it wasn't even over the weekend. It was the next week.
No.
TV.
They didn't fire him right after
they played Liverpool. They fired him after the weekend.
Yeah, it was last Wednesday. They fired him after the Liverpool game. They fired him on Thursday.
Yeah. Are you sure?
Because the weekend match they played Chelsea.
Yeah.
And they won.
And they won.
With Big Dunk.
Yeah.
Gotcha. The legend and GOAT.
Man's not hot.
So I think that's pretty awesome that Liverpool or that Everton fires their manager.
Yeah.
And the very next day they beat Chelsea, basically making the Premier League shall we say it? It's a two-team race now?
Is it? Who's the other team?
Leicester.
Wow. Yeah.
They're holding on. They're holding strong.
I mean, they're 8 points back, and this month they play both Liverpool and City.
Did you see Rafa trying to break down how to beat Liverpool, by the way?
No, I missed that.
They had him on Sky Sports on the Monday night coverage, and I think it was Jamie Carragher maybe was asking him, essentially, how do you beat Liverpool?
Yeah.
And so he pretty much was like, well, you can't.
It was like they've won like so many matches that like they have not lost like a formula in forever. To it. So he was, well, like, he was saying
you have to bribe the refs more than they do, and then you have to actually go out and beat the team.
He was saying, but the problem with your theory is Man United has actually has 9 goals from PKs this year from VAR. By virtue of VAR, they have 9 goals.
That still doesn't disprove the fact that every call that happens in one of your games goes your way.
United has only scored 25 goals, so that's like
think of all the penalties they've missed.
You guys are.
No, I'm talking about penalties that United has missed. Oh, literally missing penalties. Yeah. Not taking penalties. Yeah,
maybe it was they've been awarded 9 penalties.
Yeah, and they've only converted like 1.5.
Rashford missed a couple of them. But so I'm happy for Everton. I hope they're successful. Now, the crazy thing is both them and United actually helped Liverpool this weekend.
Yeah.
Because Chelsea now, they're 17 points back. There's zero chance they make that up. And United defeated City 2-1 on Sunday.
What a time.
And now they're 14 points back.
They were over 9-1 odds to win that game, by the way.
That's awesome.
And it was at home.
Yeah.
At home, that's the crazy thing. So as it stands, Everton with the win, they move up from 17th to 14th.
Yeah.
However, there's still only a loss and a win by Southampton away from being in the relegation zone.
Mm-hmm.
But they're also only. But
I think this is what. Because the other thing is they're only like what? A win and a handful of losses by other teams away from being in the top 10 again.
Yeah. I mean, that's
exactly what Newcastle did. They won back to back matches and now they're 10th.
Exactly. Everything is so compacted once you get past like third.
Yeah.
That it's okay. Like, it's not truly a relegation fight yet. We need like one or two more months just to see how things shake out and see if that bottom of the table actually is
terrible. Well, here's the crazy thing. They're in 14th right now. The gap from them to 5th is only 1 point less than what the gap is from Liverpool to Leicester. So the gap from 1st to 2nd is bigger than the gap from 14th to 5th.
Yeah.
I mean, that's incredible. I mean, I think it shows that there's a lot of parity in the league, with the exception of at the top and probably at the bottom. Because
Watford is, I think they're comfortable there.
Yeah. They're
honestly, though, at this point, we can start talking about it. Liverpool could match Arsenal this season.
Go on, Bean. Hell no.
I don't think it happens.
I demand it not happen.
I think that they're going to, I think they're going to lose in the Champions League. Not necessarily this round, but I don't think they make the final. And
I don't think so either. I think they will find someone will find a way to beat them.
Yeah.
I also think Anthony Joshua is from Watford.
I think it'll be someone in Europe.
I honestly think City could beat them in the Champions League.
Mm-hmm.
I think Barca could, because they'll have the revenge factor, right?
But again, that's just what I'm talking about. Someone could beat them in the Champions League, but honestly, I don't know if I see it happening in the Premier League. Because City is absolutely...
Their defense is atrocious.
And they also, like, that team is starting to not be what they were the last 2 years, but they also, it's very hard to get up for a three-peat.
Well,
like, not only did you win the Premier League, you won it twice. How are you supposed to motivate your players to go out to win it a third time, especially when you haven't won the Champions League, and you know Pep is more focused on that anyway?
Yeah.
Well, like, he wants to win that Champions League, and I said it at the beginning of the season. I said I don't think that this City team is as focused on the Premier League. But I think that a safer bet would be them to win the Champions League, because that's what they're actually going to focus
on. I'm down for a Liverpool City match, like 7-5. Either team winning, that, like, I'm
you know
down
what?
For
if,
that.
If they meet in the Champions League, it very well could be like that. Depending on where
I'm
first game.
Premier League one match. I'm not talking about two legs. Man. I'm talking about just outgunning them, just firing shots.
You know, I don't want to jump the gun on Liverpool winning the league, because obviously
Gerrard could slip.
There's a lot of games left to be played. There's 22 matches left.
I'm sorry, I can't.
Oh boy. But the crazy thing is, in their last 38 Premier League games or matches, they have shattered the record for most points. Now, it's obviously over the course of 2 seasons, right? Teams change, things change, but they have 106 points out of a possible 114, or I think it's 114 in their last 38 matches. That is that means they've only dropped 8 points in 38 games.
I also, on a side note, I often do the opposite of what you did, where you corrected games to matches.
Yeah.
I'll talk about another sport and call it a match.
I do too.
And they're like, what?
Yeah, what are you talking
about? I'm like, oh yeah, Cavs match today. And they're like, what? I'm like,
no,
game. I mean, I'm cool.
It gets confusing. But
well, and also, on that note, of the top 10 most tweeted about teams of 2019, or of this decade maybe, I think it was 2019, like 8 of them were soccer teams.
Yeah. And then I saw like athletes.
Yeah.
And like,
top like
six, I think six of the top ten. Like yeah. I think LeBron was like third or fourth.
Yeah, a tennis player up there.
Kobe Bryant was still in the top ten.
Weird, but
yeah, I mean considering he hasn't played in like soccer, what, 4 years,
dominates all.
Yeah, all over the world. But
you should probably choose your Premier League match while we're on the Premier League.
Yeah, I will. Let's see. I am gonna go with. Oh man, there's a good one here.
I already have a guess on what one of them is. I think it involves Newcastle.
No.
Because we're middle of the table.
I was thinking about that, but I am going to go with Crystal Palace and Brighton.
Crystal Palace, 13th?
Crystal Palace is 10th. Brighton is 12th.
Well, that's perfect.
Perfect, yeah. Although Newcastle and Burnley isn't bad because they're 11th and 13th.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Crystal Palace and Brighton, we've got dead smack in the middle of the table against the 12th
place. Seagulls and or Crystal Palace, like the Eagles?
Eagles, yeah. Battle of the Birds.
Yeah, Battle of the Birds, indeed.
So before we get out.
Yeah, Champions League.
Yeah, Champions League. So beginning of the season, we went through our.
I've also got my story.
Oh,
yeah, true.
Well, go ahead. What's your story?
Yeah.
All right. So this weekend, my buddy was in town, and he and I, we spent. He was in town Thursday through Sunday.
Okay.
Thursday night, we just go. I show him the strip, all that. We lose a little money on the strip. Friday night, we go down. We go downtown. We hit up the Four Queens. We sit down at a blackjack table, play a couple hands, lose a couple hands, get up, walk around. We sit down at another table. This one, blackjack pays 3-2, which if you pro tip for everyone out there, when you come to Vegas, don't gamble on the strip. Gamble downtown. Go to the tables where blackjack pays 3-2.
Yeah.
And it also had one of those things like it was a $5 table, but it was really a $6 table because you had to put in a dollar ante that was for if you got blackjack, you got to spin this bonus wheel thing.
Oh.
And it was like there was no spin where there was no spin where you don't win. Like $5 was the minimum, absolute minimum. And so we sit down next to this cowboy. The rodeo's in town right now. And dude's in all white, old dude from Odessa, Texas. Huge accent. Yes, he's from the high school where Friday Night Lights was filmed. We joke around, play a few hands. We're having a good time with him. I go, what's your name, man? He says, oh, I'm Thomas. And I just go, oh, Thomas, we are going to win a lot of money tonight. And sure enough, we were at that table until I didn't get out of that casino until halftime of the Everton-Chelsea game.
What?
We were there for like 5.5 hours.
That game started at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Which is Liverpool's game this week. Ugh.
F.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that.
No, we can't be.
So I ended up only losing $50 because on the last hand, I put in almost everything that I had put in. Like all of the chips that I had were just in there. I don't know how much it was. And then later I found two $25 chips in my wallet.
Were you drunk?
At one point, yes. Okay. By the end of it, no. I was just exhausted.
See, yeah. I'm one of those guys who does not like... Once I get to a certain point, I just start putting things to the side. I'm like, all right.
Oh, see, that's what we did, but then we took it all out and put it on the table.
Yeah, see,
we were riding high.
I'm not gambling. Yeah. I got nothing.
So, we go home. We pass out. All that. Next day, eventually, we wake up. Nighttime rolls around. We go back downtown. We go back to the Four Queens. We go back to that table. Thomas is there again.
Nice.
We sit down this time.
Thomas clearly with a gambling problem.
He's in town. He's on vacation.
Yeah. Doesn't mean he doesn't have a gambling problem. But
what about this Thomas?
No. He's got a lot of problems unless your gambling's one of them.
Facts. Not going to deny. So this time he's sitting there and there's this couple sitting there. And we find out the woman's name is Chris. My buddy's name is also Chris. So now we got the two for at the table.
Is this Chris friend of the show?
Yes, this is that Chris.
Okay.
Oh.
The Wawa expert.
Yeah. Yes.
So we're just like, oh, this is even better. The dealers must have hated us because we were the loudest table of the night.
Yeah.
But we were also, everyone who sat down was just like, this is the most fun table I've ever been at in Vegas. And we were there again this time until sunrise.
I'm guessing it was fun because of Chris, the Wawa expert, not because of TV.
I'll have you know that I hit that bonus wheel thingy for $250
nice.
And everybody got a piece.
Ah, look at this guy.
Wow. Yeah. Dr. Generous over here.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
I'm here to have fun. I'm here to give back to the people because, see, Chris, I'm a good person. You're out here throwing these barbs, and all I wanted, and so.
Is he going to pull cash out of his pocket?
We bring up, so we go, again, until sunrise.
He pulled his wallet out for a while.
Oh, my goodness.
Look at this guy.
He's walking around with, $1,000?
Why do you still have it?
I paid for, because I plan to go to the bank after the show. I paid for the whole weekend.
Oh my God!
At that table, that's like
he's got a lot of hundreds and
wow. A lot of Benjamins.
It's
got to
be like $1,000.
If anyone's outside of the studio,
no, it's not.
Rob,
how much is
$1,000?
If anyone's outside of the studio, Rob Thomas, if you're listening live,
yeah. I don't know how that's possible, but
oh, they'll know.
Oh, all of a sudden, this husky guy with the Jet Grillish haircut goes,
it's gonna be this husky guy wearing slides, and I'm just like, Carson, I know that's you. And you're like, no, it isn't.
Oh, no. It was like, White Man Can't Jump with Raymond.
Oh my God.
When he goes to Robin, does the high voice, Raymond, is that you? Now to the Champions League.
All right.
Which Thomas is going to bet all that money on?
Yes.
An underdog.
I hope not. Buy your mom some nice Christmas presents. All right.
I spent that money. I spent $90 on rum.
Not fair.
Oh, I like rum.
It was very well spent.
I like butter rum
next
ice
time,
cream.
Next time you're at my place, I'll pour you some of it. This is the best rum.
First time I'm at your place. Yeah.
I've been there. Might be there this weekend. Who knows?
Yeah.
All right.
But it is the best rum you're ever going to taste.
So I will go, is it Appleton? Because I love Appleton rum.
No. It's called the Soggy Dollar Bar Rum.
Oh, Virgin Islands. Okay.
Yes, it is amazing.
All right. So Duncan. I will go with who we picked as champions.
Oh, no.
And who we picked as dark horses. All of us are still alive.
Yes.
Carson and Thomas both picked City to win the Champions League.
Oh, did we really?
Damn. Yeah.
I thought I was feeling smart on that pick.
I picked Juventus to win.
That's not going well.
No, I don't think they're going to win it. Now, the dark horse, Carson picked Napoli.
Shout out to Dries Mertens.
Yes. I picked Atletico. TV went with Spurs. However, we allowed him to change it.
Hmm.
He originally went with Ajax.
Ooh, thankfully he switched it.
And we allowed him to change. He said, no, I don't know if Spurs is a dark horse. We said, yeah, because I said earlier I didn't think they were as good as they were last year.
Spurs lost to the Cavs tonight.
So,
Cavs, be the fight.
That brings us to our picks on who we thought was going to advance.
I feel like I did decent.
You did. You picked 14... out of 16 correctly.
I'll be damned. I know one of them was through with Shakhtar.
Yes.
Silk the Shakhtar.
Yes. Do you know who the other one was?
It was probably that stupid. Was it the terrible group?
No. No, you actually got both of those right.
I'll be damned. That's impressive. I don't know who the other one is.
TV, any guess on who you got wrong?
How many did he get wrong?
Two.
Ooh. We all get two wrong?
Yeah, you both got three.
Oh. Dumbass.
Yeah. So both of you got to TV. Who do you think you got
wrong?
Oh boy, I need a list of them. I can't remember. The Atalanta group. All
right. No, you got that right.
I picked both Atlanta. Right.
Yeah, you picked Atalanta after I convinced you because you originally picked someone else.
Nice.
And so the two of you both got Ajax incorrect.
Yeah, that sounds
that's
right.
Fair.
They were close, but
you didn't pick Ajax.
No, I picked Valencia.
I'll be damned.
But the three I got wrong, and I was very close to getting two wrong, and you guys would have gotten three wrong.
Yeah.
But Memphis scored in like the 82nd minute for Lyon.
Shout out to Memphis.
Who shot up from fourth in the group to second.
Yeah, man.
And they knocked out Benfica, who I had picked to go through. Me and Thomas both had Inter. They did not advance.
What did I say at the time?
Noah Cardi.
You loan Icardi out.
Noah Cardi, no party for Inter. The other one I got wrong, any guess? It was awful. It was a really bad pick. Worst pick of the group.
No, I don't know. Is it funny or are we going to laugh at you?
Yeah, you're going to laugh. I picked Red Star.
Yeah, I remember that one now.
Who finished last in their
I was so mad at Shakhtar losing to stupid Atalanta.
Oh, that was great. And Alfonso.
It was nil-nil. Like,
yeah, then Atalanta in scored, like, the 60th minute.
And all of a sudden, they scored one. They got a red card. Shakhtar did. And, yeah, it really hit the fan there.
So they scored two goals or three goals. They advance. They won their last two matches. They had 1 point going into the last two matches, and
that draw is Monday for the round of 16.
Yeah, so I'm not sure how it's going to, because none of the English teams can play each other.
Correct.
Four English teams advanced. I think four Spanish teams advanced. Yeah, all four Spanish teams advanced. It's the first time ever, I believe, that all 16 teams that go to the knockout stages play in the, quote, big five leagues. France, Spain.
Shakhtar, you had the chance. This was your chance to do it.
France, Spain, Italy, Germany, and England.
Yeah.
So.
That's stupid.
It should be. So the funny thing is, none of the Spanish teams can't play each other either.
No.
Which
or the
means,
French teams.
Which means, there's two French teams and there's, two German teams?
Yeah.
Red Bull and.
Bayern.
So three Italian teams. So
Bayern's been kicking wieners in, by the way.
By the way, they're in seventh in the Bundesliga.
Yeah.
Borussia Mönchengladbach is leading.
Powerhouse.
Yes.
Known powerhouse.
Believe it or not.
Mönchengladbach.
They've actually won. I think Mönchengladbach actually went back-to-back in the Champions League in the 70s.
I'm surprised by that.
It's a long time ago. But yeah. Nottingham Forest has won.
That's very, and the teams we listed earlier have won the U.S. Open Cup.
Nottingham Forest has more Champions Leagues than Manchester City.
Interesting.
They're only one behind Man United.
Is that where Robin Hood's from?
No, he's from Nottingham Forest. Yeah, I think it is.
Is he from Nottingham Forest?
I think he is from Nottingham Forest.
Do you have any insight here? Is Robin Hood real? He's not real.
I think he's based on a real person.
Is he really? It would be, because remember, it's the Sheriff of Nottingham.
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
He's not from the 100 Acre Woods. I know that.
That's Winnie the Pooh.
Yes.
Shout out to Winnie the Pooh.
So I'm curious to see how the draw goes, because I have a feeling Liverpool's going to get Madrid.
I'll be down for that.
I just, and especially after Zidane's comments today.
I didn't see him.
Well,
I hope it was trash in Liverpool, though.
He basically, well, here's the thing. He apparently said one thing, and his words, of course, were twisted and into something else. So ESPN and BN Sports are saying he made the comment, "We want Liverpool, we'll eliminate them."
Yeah, I saw that.
I like that.
But apparently he did not say that.
Oh, he said it.
He was asked about playing Liverpool, and he basically said, "We don't have a choice. We have to eliminate them."
Okay.
So
what is that, the ESPN commercial with Albert Pujols?
Yes.
When he's... I am not a machine.
Yeah. He's scanning like the Terminator. So should be curious. So I'm honestly hoping for, I'd like to see them play Atalanta.
But yeah, anyone would want to play Atalanta.
I'm guessing City gets the easiest game.
As you normally do.
Which would be, why would they?
They always guess that.
Well, they do. They'll probably end up with Atalanta or...
Atalanta are going to play Liverpool.
Or Lyon.
TV, book it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Liverpool's getting whatever the easiest matchup is, Liverpool
100% Atalanta.
I don't know. I don't know if they're better than Red Star.
They Red can't Star get Red Star. Red Star didn't make it.
No. Or Red Bull. Red Bull, Leipzig.
They have Timo Werner. The guy's a ball player.
He may not be on their team come January.
Oh, he'll be there.
I want to see City get Madrid.
I'm sure you do.
I'd like
these
to see.
Are shocking, like, these are shocking I'd like, revelations.
No,
here.
No. My shot. Well,
Shakhtar they, didn't
in,
make
in theory, they could, because Madrid finished second in the group.
Yeah. Yeah. Book Liverpool.
Atletico City would be good too.
Yeah. There's honestly, at this point, we've said it last year as well. There's not like a ton of terrible matchups. Like,
yeah,
Atalanta's not good, obviously, but
none of the
they're
teams,
good enough to advance.
Yeah. They were in a crappy group too.
Yeah.
Dinamo Zagreb and, Shakhtar. Silk the Shakhtar. I like that.
Yeah, that's unreal.
So, we have one thing left to do.
Yeah, TV, you got one for us? And don't say a guy that steals from the rich and gives to the poor. I, That's what I'm looking up after we get out of here. Robin Hood's real.
I think he is.
Carson is
a fat Hector Bellerin.
Yes, that is a fact. No, Carson is. I'm really trying to think of this one. Carson is a detective who solves mysteries with a talking dog.
I like it.
Specifically, he's the member of a group of detectives, and he is the one who often joins the dog in raiding the kitchen anywhere they go.
That would be Shaggy.
That wasn't accurate.
Shout out to Shaggy. That was the first cassette tape I ever had.
That's also a legal defense.
Yeah. Shaggy number two was Baja Man. Apparently that was the Wagwan. I was down with the island vibes at that time, apparently.
Awful. All right. Before we get out, where can they find us?
On Twitter.
By the way, we've been getting a lot of listens lately, so we appreciate everyone listening.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Shout out to listeners.
Tell your friends to listen, too.
Yeah.
And I saw TV's friend listen. She said she liked it.
Good.
Yeah.
Which one?
The one you said last week, the girl in New Jersey?
That was me.
Yeah.
Shout out to Christine Kupo. Yeah, oh. That was me. Yeah, she was a fan. She was very much impressed by our J-League coverage.
Hey. Nobody in this country is giving you J-League coverage like the other football podcasts.
Yeah, and J-League 2 coverage coming next season when Shonan Belmar gets relegated.
It's over.
You can follow us on Twitter at OtherFBallPod, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, BGN.FM. Shout out to Roughneck Scarves.
Pocket Cast.
Yeah.
LV Sports Network, of course.
Yeah, LVSportsNetwork.com. I'm at Carson A. Merck.
At TV at Work at Magnum 702.
All right.
We will talk to you next week. Have a good one, everyone.